بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹائٹل اس رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے سننے آنا جھوم جائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے سننے آنا جھوم جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. These are the beautiful poems of our Nabi, of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah. And yeah, like in all Hazrat's poems, is a depiction of the great love of Allah, of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the birthplace of Islam, Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat says, Rang laayenge kab meri aahe, when will I see the fruit of my duas? That all my duas that I'm making, from here we see, we also should be making duas all the time. To go to Medina Sharif, we should not look at the asbab, the means, but we should have trust on Allah. And for that, where it seems impossible for us to go, but we should be making the duas. And when we have the full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make the means from sources unknown, unexpected, and Allah will make it possible for us also to go Medina Sharif. MashaAllah, this year about 80-90 students from the madrasa went for Umrah also. And among them are those students that from a financial point of view, you'll never ever expect that they will be going. But they also went, came back also, and took all the benefit there. So it is that a person must have that firm yaqeen, and he should be making dua. And also, whatever he can be preparing for the safar, he should be preparing. Even if it is putting away a small amount of money. But that eagerness and that regular dua, then Allah opens the doors for such people. Phir Madina ki jahadit ko jaayin. And this du'as of mine all the time, that when we can go again towards Medina. And from here is an indication in the word phir, that again we can go. That is, we have just come and again we want to go. We just returned from Medina Sharif and the heart is there still and we want to go again continuously. Jab nazar aaye hain wo sabz gumbad. And what to say that when Allah does take us, and now we are right at Medina, at Rauza-e Mubarak, Masjid-e Nabawi, and our eyes fall on the green dome. When we are still coming, and our eyes fall on the green dome. Keh ke salli ala joom jai. With great passion, love, and feeling, we will read Durood Sharif. And yeah, as we hear it also, automatically Durood should have come on our tongue. That just automatically and with love and feeling we should read. And we should read it also with such a way that at least there is some expression of it. Just think, we who are sitting here, that if now we were watching a soccer match on the screen and a goal was scored, will we be as quiet as we are now? All of us who are sitting here, we also should have been making a big noise. But for Durood Sharif, we are all like dead silent, like we are in the Qabristan. And we don't even feel guilty about it. We perhaps will smile about it, as if it's some achievement, that we just kept quiet and we don't read no Durood. No Durood comes on our tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time this Durood should be on our tongue. Keh ke salli ala jhoom jai. They say it's Durood Sharif, and with passion, like you go in a trance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, if I have seen now the green dome, the resting place of my beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for all his untiring efforts, day and night, not seeing to his family, not seeing to himself, not seeing to his private life, public life, just for the ummah all the time. So we should have the, at least what the least, but we can do is to read Durood Sharif. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو. And when Allah blesses me with that wonderful occasion of being present by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when we are at the Rauza-e Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam al-hayy fi qabrihi, he's alive in his qabr. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hears all our durood etc. personally, directly. When we are there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hears our durood and replies to our durood also. And according to some ulama, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even sees us there. When we are present there and we are reading durood sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam sees us also. And it comes clearly in the hadith sharif that a person who comes to my من زارني بعد وفاتني فكأنما زارني في حياتي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A person who will visit me after I have left this world will be just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So we can well imagine that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in this world alive in front of us and we went and visit him, how lot of respect, how lot of happiness, how much of joy, passion. That should be the same amount now also when we go. When we go and read Durood Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in his qabr. He's hearing our salatu wasalam. He sees us and we should be reading in that way. Unko afsana gham sunaye, and we will pour out our hearts to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Many of us, we have problems and we are looking for somebody's shoulder that we can just put our head on his shoulder and pour out our heart. Who can be more greater than this, than our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who had the concern of his whole ummah, every individual, that whatever their problems are, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a hearing ear. And it comes in the hadith sharif that just to listen to people, their problems, just they can download on you, that is also a great ibadat. Just that they feel that solace, that somebody heard what I've got in my heart, and to go and say it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is of course not our small petty things really, even that no problem. But really that we want closeness to Deen, we want the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we want to have the tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif in abundance, and that we live the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that we propagate and promote it in the whole world, that all that we go and beg there by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, and there we feel so comfortable that we forget wanting to go home. We don't even think of our home. We are just now there and we want to stay there forever. That should be our attitude, our feeling. That and that is all if we make effort on our iman. But if we are booked for our return day, ticket is booked also. And not only the ticket is booked, which is some intizam, arrangements which have to made, but our heart also is just eager. And we counting the countdown. Now only so many days left, only so many hours left, I'll be back home again. I'll be back again in my business. I'll be back again in my day-to-day things. I've just come here as a formality. That's a sad state. But the person who feels that I want to stay here forever, and I just want to be here now, give my life and be by my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Chupke chupke ye mange duaye. Quietly, quietly, and that shows sincerity, that just nobody knows, but we make this dua, Ya Allah, just keep me here now forever. One of the guards of the Haram Sharif reports that there was a certain Turkish person, and all the time he was just engaged in namaz, in the Masjid Nabawi, Salat wa Salam, etc. On one occasion, another person reports, I saw that about 5-6 police came and they arrested him. So he asked, but this person is like such a pious person, why are you arresting him? They say he's illegally here. He hasn't got a visa, his visa is expired or something, and he's always escaping our clutches. We just can't get hold of him. Now we got him, now we will make sure that we deport him, we send him away. So then he begged them, no problem, you want to send me, but just let me go and read Salatu Salam. They said, no problem, go. He read Salatu Salam and he made dua to Nabi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, oh Nabi, that he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've come here in your love and I've come here to give my life at your threshold by you. Please listen to my dua and there's a plea of mine and accept me to be here by you. About 15 minutes he carried on reading his Salatu Salam, making dua like this, and then he passed away there. Wow. Then the police himself said, had we known he was a person of this caliber, we should not have treated him how we treated him. We treated him like a criminal. But he was a person of what great closeness to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we also have that great desire to be staying by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tere dar par mera sir ho ya Rab. And now Hazrat is changing the whole scene and is taking us to Haram Sharif of Makkah. And there by let it be such that at your threshold, that is at Multazam, that my head is there. Right at Multazam, I'm putting my head down and I'm absorbed in duas and my connection with you. Jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, and that I give my life in this way, that my whole life is just for you, O Allah, that I must not be, maut must not find me anywhere else, in any other things but by you, that like in sajda, that I'm just by you, O Allah, or even if not in sajda, but my thoughts are absorbed in you, I'm just thinking about you, and maut must come in that way. So for that, a continuous effort is required. Jamutun kama tahyun. A person's maut will come how he lived his life. If we live our life in duas, connection, and closeness to Allah, then hopefully, inshallah, our maut will also come like that. But if our sajdas, we are not even by Allah Ta'ala. In our duas also, we are not connected by Allah Ta'ala. Then it is, perhaps it will be hard then that our maut comes in such a condition. But if all the time, while we walking around also, that we are, our thoughts are with Allah, all the time we are seeing the great favors of Allah, and all the great, the help of Allah, all the time which is with us. Billions and billions of Allah's ni'mat are pouring down upon us in every split second. It's only for us to see them. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The basair have come to you from your Rabb. One is basarat, that is the eyes of the head, what we see around us. And one is basirat, the eyes of the heart, what they see. That is how you understand the matter, the conviction you have in your heart. So all that Allah has given us of the existence of Allah, the favors of Allah, the mercy, the kindness of Allah, the reality of the fact that we're going to return to Allah. Now Allah says, when that has come to you all, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ plural, all of you, فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلَيْنَفْسِ. A person who will see Allah now with the eyes of his head and with the eyes of his heart also. All the time he's seeing Allah, then it is for his advantage, for his benefit. He is going to get the full benefit. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And a person will be blind to this. He doesn't see any of the favors. He doesn't see any of the qudrat of Allah. He is living on the earth, but he doesn't see that how Allah has made this earth. Allah made it such that you can walk. The earth takes the weight of all the weight of the world. Big, big buildings on this earth. Big, big trucks that are moving on this earth. Trains that are moving. What and what weight there is, it carries it all. And it is so soft that a little child with his nail, his fingernail, he can scratch into the earth. So soft it is that you can scratch into it. You can dig easily to make the foundations of your buildings. You can dig into it easily, plow it for your to farm it, to put your seeds of your crops, whatever you want to grow, you can put in it. So just see the earth, how Allah has made it. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah says, in the earth which you are standing on, and you are sitting, and you can never be away from the earth. You are always on this earth, and the signs of Allah are so great in the earth. If you look up in the skies, you see the signs of Allah. You see to the right, to the left. You see with your eyes, you see your eyes, you see Allah. Allah is there. Who gave me this eyes? Who made those eyes? And they didn't just get made automatically in the womb of the mother. Neither did the mother make the eyes. Or neither did the father make the eyes. Allah alone made them. And Allah made them in three levels of darkness. Three stages of darkness Allah made the eyes. And the eye, normally, a person lives 60, 70, 80, 90 years. His eyes serve him whole life. And without any service of the eye, without any maintenance of the eye is serving him all the time. And then his nose, from where we breathe, and all the oxygen that we breathe, all billions of things in there. And then there's the lungs, and the pulmonic system, all everything to do with the lungs, to breathe in, to breathe out. What a great thing. When a person can't breathe, he's grasping for breath. How is the condition of that person? And that we are, without thinking, we are all breathing in now as we are sitting here. We are breathing in, breathing out. Not just one time in an hour, continuously. And we're not even thinking about it. And with this, the pure oxygen is going in our through our noses. And the carbon dioxide is coming out. Allah's system is such, all of us sitting here now, close to one another, nobody breathes in carbon dioxide. All of us are taking out carbon dioxide. So it is all here in the air, but we're not breathing that in. We are breathing in the pure, clean oxygen. What just as Allah Ta'ala has said, that you see the skies, وَبِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. You see them, that there are no pillars and columns that are keeping the skies up. They are standing there without any columns. Like that, Allah has made chimneys for our carbon dioxide to be taken away, which we don't see, but they are there. And we are only breathing in good fresh air. In a small room, 5-6 people are sleeping. The whole night they are breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in while they're sleeping also. Carbon dioxide is being exhaled. The oxygen is being inhaled. All this by the system of Allah. It's a winter night. All your windows are closed. Doors are closed. But you don't breathe in carbon dioxide. You only breathe in oxygen all the time. So whose system is this? How great is the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. All the time they are there. So we should be thinking of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So we should be giving our lives like this in the thoughts of Allah. Then we can have hope that our mort will come like that. But if our thoughts are all the time in this dunya and in the haram things of this dunya, so much so that even a thing like soccer and muftis also find the permission of it in the hadith that soccer was played in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and permission was given for that. So when we are so much engaged in soccer, in all the sports, all the entertainment, then how can we even think that we will be thinking of Allah at the time of mort? And when our minds are all the time in our business, our investments, our lust and our haram desires. Even in namaz we are thinking of haram. And we are fantasizing of haram things even in our namaz. Even in Ramadan, then how will our mort come? When we learn to purify what is called islah, purification of the soul, purification of the mind, and our thoughts are in pure things, then we can expect our mort to come accordingly. The world can keep on praising many people also, but the mort, how it came, only Allah knows. And what's happening in the qabr, only Allah knows. We can make our judgment and we should have good opinions, but the reality is that all the people who are in their qubur, in their graves, they know what is happening and what they are going through there. So how we live our lives, so our mort will also come. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, O Allah, it is only of your kindness, your graciousness, your mercy that I can become. You make me like that. On my own, I am a spoiler. I'm a destroyer. I can't do anything. You have given me every opportunity, golden opportunity to become yours. You have made, put yourself so close to me. And you have made it my object of life to find Allah. لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And for that you did not make it difficult. You are so close that the Quran Sharif says, when they ask about me, about Allah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, that where am I, who am I, where am I? قُلْ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I'm very close to them. I'm close to them. How close, O Allah, are you to us? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are more closer to them than the jugular veins, more closer than your life is to you. That Allah Ta'ala يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ, Allah comes in between a person, between him and between his heart. The how close our heart and our life is connected with our heart, Allah is even more closer than that. And Allah has sent us in this world with the sole mission of finding Allah and then obeying Allah Ta'ala. But still, if we are so unmindful that 60, 70 years of our lives have passed and we still haven't found Allah. When we make namaz, Allah is not in our namaz. When we read Quran Sharif, Allah is not in our Quran Sharif. It is Allah's kitab, only from Allah. Everything about Allah alone, but we don't find Allah. We read 3 suparas a day, but we didn't find Allah. We made zikr, we didn't find Allah. We made zikr of all other things, we didn't make zikr of Allah. We made dua of all the asbab we were looking at. We didn't think of Allah. We are so far from Allah. And all the object is to be with Allah all the time, close to Allah Ta'ala. Mujhko apna lo bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. This is what we should be making dua at multazam. When Allah has physically brought us so close to Him, that the Hajar-e-Aswad is referred to as the right hand of Allah. Of course, Allah is above everything, but it means so close a person is to Allah Ta'ala. When he's right there at the Kaaba, but if unfortunately still our mind is in sports, our mind is in politics, our mind is in our business at home, all that, when we are making du'as also, if still our du'as are for our business, I wanted to buy that property, oh Allah, make it easy, facilitate it for me. I wanted to go into that venture, make that easy. And the thing that we were supposed to make du'a of, we haven't got a wind of it also. We are still there also, where we have to be engrossed in akhirat all the time. Close communion with Allah Ta'ala. There also we are still in dunya all the time. And in our own du'as on a daily basis, first of all, have we got a time, a slot for du'as? And then what du'as are we making? What we see commonly, when we ask, we make du'as for one another, may Allah give you a long life. So that is all what our object, and what du'as we are giving to somebody else, that is a desire for ourselves also, that we just want a long life. And what is a long life without Allah Ta'ala? The longer that life is in the disobedience of Allah, Without Allah, the more greater the curses are upon us. So the reality of what du'as we have to make for akhirat, for deen, if deen is correct, namaz is correct, deen is correct, who of us make du'a for one another? May Allah bless you with a proper namaz. May Allah bless you with proper iman. We don't make that du'a for ourselves. So where we go to, even for our family people. Husband doesn't make the du'a for his wife. Wife doesn't make the du'a for her husband also. All that we make is for good health. That also seldom. All what normally we make du'a for one another, long life. And then perhaps, if we think a bit more better, a long life with afiyat, with good health, etc. But that deen, the reality of deen comes in our life, that we don't even think. And that's the actual object for what all these other things are. They are for our deeny life to be correct. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat. And when a person gets this reality, he realizes that both this world, there are no value in them. This dunya also and akhirah jannat also. The reality is Allah alone. He is the greatest asset, the greatest what we should be coveting and making effort and finding is to find Allah Ta'ala. And so Hazrat says that this two worlds also, if we give them for you, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. As many realms there are of my desires, of my thoughts, of my rest, of my comfort, everything I sacrifice for you. I want you only, O Allah Ta'ala. In another poem, Hazrat says that a Buzurg says that, O Allah, you made your price very cheap, very easy to get you. Increase your price. We must work more harder, pay the higher price to get you. You are the greatest. You are everything, but you kept your price so cheap. So easy to find Allah Ta'ala. Increase your price. But when Allah is so cheap, easy to find Allah Ta'ala, then still we don't find Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Must we force it down your throats and you don't want it. To make you dindar, pious, righteous, to make you a great wali of Allah, close servants of Allah, must we force it down your throats when you don't even desire it? No. Allah Ta'ala won't come so easily. And Allah hasn't made himself so difficult to find, so expensive, that even when you search for Allah, that you won't find him. Wallah yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Allah guides that person who just has that inabat towards Allah. I want to become Allah sincerely. Allah guides that person. And on your own you can't reach Allah. Allah will take you. Wallahu yahdi ilayhi may yunib. You don't have to be the driver of the car and following the GPS to your destination. You just sit in the car. You can be sleeping also. You'll reach your destination. You just have that desire, I want to reach Allah. And even if you're not the driver of the car, you are just sitting in the car, even you are sleeping, you don't know, you'll see you are there by Allah Ta'ala. So easy Allah has made to find Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, when you have that, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ وَاللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Ta'ala, who He wants to, He Himself puts it in your heart. And He draws you like a magnet towards Him. So easy to find Allah Ta'ala. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab. And when this reality comes in a person, then his very nature must be such that he can't sleep at night. Now he'll be awake almost all the time. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. He should never sleep with his legs stretched out, with his legs pulled up, and then just like resting. So his khadim told him, Hazrat, stretch out your legs and sleep properly. Have a good night's sleep. He said, stupid, are we here for sleeping? And just that little rest that we need, just to again get fresh. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the bed bugs, they are our alarm clocks. They wake us up. In which way it is? That if they are bed bugs and you are really sleepy and you are in a deep sleep, they are biting you but you don't realize it. But now when you had your sufficient sleep which the body requires, now you have come out of that deep sleep, now you start feeling the bed bugs. That is now the time to get up. It's not the time to sleep for 6-7 hours. You sleep 1 hour, 2 hours, as we see the Buzurg's life, and then they up again. They the whole time in sleeping they don't spend. So like that, a person all the time is with Allah Ta'ala. So just that to sleep that you do require, which Allah made, and Allah is even above that. Allah is not in need of the sleep also. How many times we heard our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, in fact once Hazrat said, I never had munasabat with sleep in my whole life. That was, sleep was never a thing in my life. And Hazrat used to say that sometimes whole night I didn't sleep. But Allah's power, Allah's qudrat is absolute. That without sleep also, He makes you feel fresh and bright. And sometimes you sleep also the whole night, but you're still so tired and groggy. So our yaqeen must not be in the sleep, must not be in the food, that Allah alone is the dua. So in this way, when this reality comes into us, then at nights we are awake. In the day we are engrossed in the ibadat of Allah. We can't see the disobedience of Allah. People will call us, we are troublemakers, we are fitna makers, but we just can't see the wrong happening. And the people who are doing the wrong, for their good and their welfare, we will be talking about them, talking to them, that come out of this wrong. Please Allah, don't please shaitan. Don't go in the opposite direction of what Allah has commanded. Well, respond to the call of Allah. The people can call such people that these are troublemakers. That they say, make peace with all. All who are doing wrong also, condone it also. Say, no, very good what you are doing. And it's impossible to do that. So now you must have this, that not only for yourself, but now in the whole world you move around and you tell people about the true deen, about akhirat, about the real life of the qabr, the akhirat. You tell the people, this is what a person should be. I daughter-in-law told her mother-in-law that when I give birth, you must wake me up. Perhaps it will happen, I give birth and I'm not aware of it. And my baby is born, and in my sleep I take karwat, I take a turn, and I crush my baby to death. So the mother-in-law said, my daughter, when you give birth, I won't have to wake you up. You will wake up the whole neighborhood. You will be screaming with the pains that you will be getting. You will be waking everyone up. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when that pain of the love of Allah comes in the heart of a person, then you don't have to wake him up. You don't have to make his tashkeel. You don't have to, he himself will be waking up other people. When that comes into the heart, then our lives automatically on their own, they change. Then we are eager how my wife's life can change, how my husband's life can change, how my children's life can change, how all of us can change, how the whole world being must come. And then you'll make your efforts also accordingly. You can't keep quiet about it anymore. People want you to keep quiet. Don't speak the truth. Just keep quiet and just keep the peace. But it's impossible for you. You can't keep quiet now. So that is, sare alam mein phir ke ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. And we'll tell the whole world about you. The world want to hear about paddle tennis. The world want to hear about fashion and brand names. But we will tell them about you. And tell them how great you are. And how you are in control of everything. And that we are all going to return to you. Our success and failure is in nothing to do with this worldly thing. It is only by Allah Ta'ala. Tere darde muhabbat sunakar. And after we tell them of the enjoyment of your love and how sweet your love is. sare alam ko majnu banaye. We will make the whole world to be like mad people. That is mad in the love of the of Allah Ta'ala. The people of dunya, the people of this world, they will call us mad people. That these people, they don't know what are the things and the values of this world. On one occasion, Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh told all his courtiers, the people who were in his court, all the big ministers, that there was a one particular jewel, pearl, very valuable, the most valuable. He put it there and he said, break it. No one broke it. Such a wonderful, a beautiful, expensive, very expensive pearl, diamond. And we'll break it, nobody broke it. He told Ayaz, his slave, break it. And without a thought, he broke it immediately. All the courtiers stood up in protest. How could you break this? It's such a valuable pearl. So he asked them, what is more valuable, the command of the king or the pearl? So the command of the king is more valuable. He said, break it. So we will break it. So Allah's command, which is the greatest, and everything of this dunya, whatever Allah commands us, we will do what Allah commands us. We won't see what our nafs tells us. We won't see what people tell us. The Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they were trained by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that they did not see halat and condition. They saw what is the command of Allah. Whatever the command of Allah, that is what we have to do. We don't have to see what conditions are. We don't have to see what will be the backlash of this. We make this decision, then what will be the backlash? No, we must see what is the command of Allah. And after that, Allah is in charge of everything and leave it solely in the hands of Allah, of Allah Ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnoob banakar. And we won't only make all the people mad in the love of Allah, and they only think of Allah Ta'ala. Tere mere maula, tere geet gaaye. We will be singing your praises all the time. In other words, we will be so happy that we made the people yours, O Allah. That we took them away from this low dunya, and we put them in the heights of your thoughts, in your pleasure. And we will be so happy, we will sing songs of your praises then. Sare alam ko majnoob banakar, mere maula tere geet gaaye, lazzate qurb paakar tere hum. And when we get this, the enjoyment, the great pleasure, the great enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, lazzate do jahan bhool jaye, we will forget all the enjoyment of both the worlds, of this world also, and even of Jannat, all the food and fruit, the damsels and Hurul Ain, the rivers and the waterfalls, and all that also. Now it is only between you and your Allah. And Allah, who is the creator of this world with all its beauty and enjoyment, with all its food, with all its women, and the creator of Jannat with all its namas, Allah's beauty is much more than all that. And Allah Ta'ala's enjoyment is much more. We will forget all the things of this dunya and akhirat when we have found you. That is the direction that we must go to. And dar badar, dhoonta hai ye akhtar. Hazrat says, this is my mission of life. I'm looking for this in the whole world. I'm traveling, and how much Hazrat traveled in Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, the whole world, America, Africa, whole world Hazrat traveled, and he said, all what I was looking for, ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye, that I found there, find those people who have got the capacity, the capability of the love of Allah. That is what they look for. Like every person, wherever he goes, a person according to what he needs. Wherever you go, you look for a person who can work for you. When you see this is the right person, he'll be able to do my work properly. Like that, Hazrat says, I look for those who have the capacity of the love of Allah. And Hazrat says that there are those mashayikh that they become like the slaves, the murids of those murids. who have got the capacity of the love of Allah, that this person, he will serve Allah. He has got in him the love of Allah. They start serving him. Where the murid serves the sheikh. But they say, this, we see the possibility here. And a sheikh also, as his age ripens, his life ripens, he knows I'm going to be leaving. That who will carry on with this mission? Who is there who has got that capacity? And they give their lives for those murids. So Allah make us amongst those people that we love our sheikh, but that is the greatest day when the sheikh loves us. And we seek from the sheikh that he guides us to Allah. And when the sheikh looks in us, that we be taken to Allah. And he wants us to go to Allah. That is the great achievement. As also somebody has said, that we always say that our buzurgs, how great are they? Show me somebody like them. That day must come when the buzurgs say that this student of mine, this murid of mine, what a student, what a murid. Show me somebody like this murid. Show me somebody like this student. How we say, show me somebody like my elders. Show us like somebody who are like our great elders. It must be we love that they say, show us somebody like these students of us. That is how what we must strive for. May Allah give us all tawfiq to move in this direction. And the mission of our life, the mission of coming for the Islahi Jalsa, the mission of coming for our majalis, and the mission of living is to find Allah. And then to become a die heart of Allah. That nothing, all the comments and criticisms of the world mean nothing. And all the temptations of the world and the fears of this world also. That this will happen, I'll lose out like this, I'll lose. All that also is one side. Then see the enjoyment of life. And this enjoyment, Allah will make Jannat ye in this world already. Mana ke meer, wo gulshane Jannat dur hai. It says that we accept that the gardens of Jannat are far. Lekin aarif hai, jo khalik hai Jannat ko dil mein liye hue hai. But it is the arif, the lover of Allah, who has got not Jannat, the creator of Jannat now in his heart. Jannat is still far. We have to live our lives. Qabr's life, how long in the Qabr? And then the day of Qiyamah, how long? And after that, pull Sirat. Then finally, inshallah, Allah give us all Jannat. But the Arif, the one who has found Allah, now already, he hasn't only got Jannat, he's got the creator of Jannat in his heart. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. And make some zikr, and make the zikr also not as a formality, not just as time pass, but also to look for Allah. Every time, La ilaha illallah, that I'm reaching my Allah, I'm searching for my Allah. And a person, when he looks for something, and when he finds it, the whole household is looking for the keys. For example, everyone, where and where they looking? And when one person finds it, found it, all then they find ease. Oh, it's found now. What we were looking for, we have to find Allah. And then when a person finds Allah, then it must be like a complete different. Not like us, we are like in a Qabristan. No Durood Sharif on our tongue, no desire to find Allah. And we don't find Allah, so no expression also that I found Allah, found it, I found my Allah. A person who finds Allah, his whole life has been completely changed. Every sphere, every aspect of his life is different now. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.